Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, buenos dias, good and hobbit, bonjour. Hi. Kevin hates that intro, that's why we do it. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, auto, home, life, business insurance. If service and price means something to you, well, it means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. They've served the Valley for more than five decades and proud to have them as a sponsor of the Steve Jones Show every Tuesday. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. I get the studio, Kevin gets a car.
I think it's it's an even balance.
I thought Kevin quit. Are you prepared to come on and do this? I know you're off. I know you're off yesterday, but
My brain is still in vacation mode. I'm starting to shift out of it, though. I mean, it was a long Saturday. Let me tell you, it was a long trip Saturday. I saw more states in one day than almost more than I see when I go to Myrtle Beach, but. And you know what? If I was going to Myrtle Beach this weekend, I would definitely want to take the 2013 Lincoln MKZ because that thing just has plenty of room for all the luggage you'll ever want and ever need, plus anybody that you want to pack in the vehicle, all five, as a matter of fact. Plus, with the heated and air-conditioned seats, you can heat the seats as you get south of the Mason-Dixon line, turn it to air-conditioned seats, you'll be good to go. Plus, it is a certified pre-owned, so you're going to save a few bucks on the price and get a 200-point check. That's top to bottom, front to back, 200 different things that they look at specifically to make sure that this vehicle is basically as new as it possibly can be. Six-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty as well. Luxury available and affordable at Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And you'll find more information on that if you follow me on Twitter at Kevin Herr and also on my Facebook page.
All right. Very good. Our question today, Clayton Kershaw, by the way, goes tonight. Kershaw, who has from April to September, is the best pitcher in baseball. And when the leaves fall, so does his game. He'll go tonight, a 1-4, 5.05 ERA history postseason for Clayton Kershaw. Right up there with Rick Rushel with seven starts or more and an ERA of better than five. You're stunned.
You're a statistical encyclopedia.
Well, I don't like to, you just go on looks. His start, his initial game start was outstanding. Outstanding. And then all of a sudden, boom, the wheels went flying off the wagon. You know what Clayton Kershaw has never seen in the postseason? Never?
I was going to say a win, but I don't know if that's true.
No, he's 1-4. The eighth inning.
Oh, that's interesting.
He has never pitched into the eighth inning of a postseason game. When you look at guys that cement their legacy, Randy Johnson, Andy Pettit, Curt Schilling, Pedro Martinez, Chris Carpenter, right? Matt Cain, Mason Bumgarner, and believe it or not, Doug Fister. Now, Doug Fister is a number three starter. And again, I want to get to our question again at 800-795-9565. I'm going to transition back to that very quickly and then bring the Doug Fister point back in. How can we improve the stadium experience for you? You know, the game's over with. You know, and the winning and losing part you can't control, okay? You can't control that part. But how can they improve the stadium experience for you? what's something that they're doing now that you don't like and would like to see changed? Or what aren't they doing that you would like to see changed? So far, our callers have given us Tailgate needs to come back. More Penn State memorabilia along the concourse showing Penn State's greatness. Beverage prices too high. And sell charging stations. I also asked the question earlier, is your cell phone service and data service better in the stadium or worse in the stadium as time has gone on? There's a lot of people, I don't care whether you're looking up scores or you need to get a hold of somebody, are you getting enough out of your cell phone service in the stadium? For me, that's irrelevant because mine is tucked away and I don't see it till after the game's long over.
I'll take my word for it, Steve. There are times where I couldn't even get a text message out, and you only need one bar to get a text message out most places.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, it hasn't improved for people. So it's 800-795-9565. This is not going to be one of those two-way discussions. This is an on-air suggestion box where I'm sitting back and I'm listening. I'm listening to you. And that's what, you know, and so far we've had some great comments. I want to hear your comments, how they can improve the stadium experience for you. You buy the tickets. You're the consumer. I don't care if you're a season ticket holder or you go to one game. You know, you take your hard-earned money, and it's hard-earned. I don't care whether you're still working now or you're retired. You earn your money or have earned your money. So you have to make decisions as to where you put it as to your entertainment value or what your needs are in life. You know what? My life would be better if I had a patio and you build a patio. But instead, you decided, I'm going to take my money. I want to go see Penn State football. All right. So how can they make it better for you? Back to one quick point about Doug Pfister. Doug Pfister is not going to go to the Hall of Fame. The only way he will go to the Hall of Fame is if he has a ticket or if Justin Verlander invites him to go with him. Okay? He is the quintessential number three starter in anyone's rotation. He's a number three starter. But you want to know the difference between Doug Pfister and Clayton Kershaw? Pfister's 4-1 as a starter in the postseason. 4-1 in two different leagues. With a 2.60 ERA, you hand him the ball, you feel like you're going to get seven good innings. Kershaw makes you say, oh my God, in the regular season, and then makes you say, oh my God, in the postseason. All right, Mike in Lewisburg. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, great to hear from you, Mike.
Hey, just a couple things that I as a season ticket holder noticed. One is the blue band is way underutilized. We have an amazing, amazing band, and at times it gets kind of overridden by piped-in kind of music, which serves its great purpose when exciting plays happen and so on. It's really fun when you have the flow of the game accented by the blue band. It's really, really adds to things. I think it's kind of been lost over the last couple of years.
Okay.
Another is that if you are in the upper deck, which I used to sit in the south end of the stadium, the speakers are so loud. At one time, they were actually handing out things to, you know, earplugs because it was so loud, and they recognized that. That's unfortunate if you have kids or people that aren't used to that kind of thing. So just toning that down a bit is something that would be very helpful. I know I've heard many, many people complain about it.
Have you been in the stadium this year, Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so it's still too loud for you.
I'm not in the upper deck anymore.
Okay.
So I don't experience it the same way. Now that I'm actually just below you, I believe, by the press box, on by the 25. But
okay.
You know, I don't notice it the same way because I'm not up there anymore. That was one reason why I left that spot, even though it's a really neat view of the game.
Got it.
So the blue band's one thing I think would be it's. Yeah, anybody that's alum or anybody that's a Penn State fan loves the blue band. The other thing that is an awesome addition this year is the scoreboard and what's there. And I'm sure you've heard lots of things about that already. But using that scoreboard where there can be so many different kinds of tidbits about data about the game, the scores from other games that are going on, you know, in-game statistics, and I know some of that was being added in one of the recent games, but that can be utilized in so many better ways other than just advertising. I understand the reality of that, but that's another place where you can find something that would be really add to it. One thing to justify and say how great the Penn State experience is you are at the game. It's not like sitting on your couch.
Right.
And that's the reason why we go to the game, because it is an awesome, awesome experience. And I think Penn State does it probably unlike anywhere else. So I'll continue to go as many games as I can get to, because it is so amazing with our student section and everything that's there to offer. So thanks a lot, Steve.
Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, before you go, I got one quick question for you. You were talking about statistics and things, and one of the things I see a lot of teams starting to do is game day apps. Have you looked at the Penn State game day app? I think it's available. I think it's only a Google Play app, but I wasn't sure if that has some stats.
I have an iPhone 4, so it makes it a little bit less helpful at the stadium, because mine's a little bit older and slower than what some of my friends would be.
Okay.
But frankly, I don't want to be on my cell phone messing with that when I'm trying to experience the game. So it's all right there. That scoreboard's enormous. Taking a corner of it and having statistics flowing through there would be something that I know a lot of my friends and people that I attend games with are looking for and hoping that kind of stuff develops on there. You know, as they start to realize what kind of amazing piece of technology they have there at their fingertips. So I hope that kind of thing is used more.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Excellent suggestions. 800-795-9565. You can chime in with your own suggestion, piggyback on what Robert said, what Jason said, what Mike said. 800-795-9565. What are they doing now that they should change in the stadium, or what could they do to maybe improve your experience in the stadium? It's all about your experience in the stadium that I want to hear about today. 800-795-9565 is our number for you to chime in and talk about it here on this Tuesday. And one of the reasons I'm bringing this topic up is at Michigan, for example, they're struggling right now with their crowd, and they're struggling with their student section, as a matter of fact. Their students have claimed that they're going to boycott the opening kickoff, then go into the stadium for the game on Saturday night. Now, whether that comes to reality or how effective it is, I don't know. But it also brings up the fact that you have to also self-evaluate where you are in your experience, and when you self-evaluate, are you on track with most things, and is there something you can tweak and improve, or something you're doing now that probably is not in the best interest of the fan? 800-795-9565 is the number, and our next stop is Beaver Springs, and our next caller is Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm doing well, Jill. It's great to hear from you.
Great. I'm a season ticket holder, and I have been for, the last 25 years. We've sat in our seats on the west sideline since the mid-90s, and probably my biggest complaint with game day are the ushers. They're constant arguing with people who don't know where they're going, that you try to get the ushers in and they don't even know where to tell them to sit. And it isn't that hard. You sit on your seat number. You don't stand on that number. And I missed half the first quarter of the UMass game because the five rows in front of me, everyone argued over where they needed to sit. And that's probably my biggest beef of everything.
Was it because of duplicate tickets or not enough room in the seats? What was the issue there, Jill?
People not being in the right row of who was already seated.
Got it.
And they wouldn't move because they insisted they were in the right place, and they weren't.
Okay.
And
so you need them to... Go ahead, please, Jill.
I'd love to see more blue band. As a previous caller said, they're an awesome experience to hear, both outside the stadium and inside, and we need to see more of them.
Okay. We are, this, like I said, it's an on-air suggestion box, so I'm doing a lot of yes and listening.
Okay. As far as game day apps, I'm not on my phone a whole lot, but the cell service does suffer a lot.
Okay.
I mostly use it for taking pictures of what's going on field and what's going on around us. And I'm not trying to place calls or text or anything, but every now and then, it'd be nice to be able to post something online, and you just can't. It's almost impossible to get any kind of reliable signal.
Interesting. Okay. Jill, thank you very much for being a 25-year season ticket holder. Greatly appreciate that. Hopefully you'll stop by and say hi to Jack and me along the way, because we'd love to see you, and we will pass this along.
Oh, and by the way, anyone that wants to listen to a game, I tell them, turn the TV off, listen to Jack and Steve.
Well, thank you, Jill. That's very kind of you.
So do I.
I knew there was one person out there. There you go. Thank you.
People were complaining all the time. I don't like these announcers. I think it was the announcers that did the UCF game, and then we had the same ones again for the Akron game, and people didn't like them. And I said, listen to Jack and Steve. Get on the radio or get them on SiriusXM. Listen to them. They are the awesomest people.
Well, thank you, Jill. That's very kind of you to say. So it sounds like you don't want to improve that part. That's good. All right.
No.
I'm just kidding, Jill. Thank you. We need to take a break. But I appreciate the fact you called in and you were listening today. 800-795-9565. We're brought to you by Krautzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. More of your calls at 800-795-9565 after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Krautzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Krautzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Krautzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KrautzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Krautzer Insurance Agency.
All right, our number 800-795-9565. What can they do in the stadium to improve your experience as a fan? What are they doing now that you don't like and you'd like to see changed, or an idea that you've had, say, you know what, I wish they'd do this, it would make things in the stadium better. You know, you can't do anything about the winning and losing part. which in the end is, I think, the ultimate stadium experience. But as Mike and Jill, Jill's a 25-year season ticket holder. Bob, I think, is what, a 30, 40-year season ticket holder. Mike's been a season ticket holder for a long time. Jason's gone to many, many games. These are all people who have gotten in contact with the show today that we've had. I've enjoyed listening to, because, again, it's your experience that means something. It doesn't matter, you know, we talk about what happened, you know, people ask me about my game day and what I do. To me, that's an irrelevant thing because, you know, I've got the best seat in the house already. It doesn't matter if I want ceiling tiles changed in the top. I'm in a broadcast booth, for goodness sakes, right? You know, believe me, I know I have a very soft life. You're the ones that pay the money. I mean, I look out there, you have no idea how much, how often I look out in the stands and how much I appreciate each of you. I mean, appreciate each of you, because you know, you're the ones that make the difference, the ambiance, the ones that provide the juice and the energy of the entire experience for me in the broadcast booth as I do a game. And my appreciation for you is exponential. And I just want to know from you at 800-795-9565, what can they do to make your experience better? You have a lot of options in life as to what you want to do with your money. Do you take it and invest it? Do you take it and want to buy yourself something? You know what? I think I'll buy myself a car this year or go to Penn State football. You know what? I think I can swing both. I'm definitely not going to give up my Penn State football experience. And you buy your tickets. And you buy your parking. And you travel in and everything that goes with it. So what can they do? Maybe it's small. Maybe it's major. What can they do to change to make your experience better? Or is there something they're doing now that says, you know what, I wish they would stop doing that because, you know what, that's not making my experience better. It's an on-air suggestion box today at 800-795-9565. You notice I've sat back and I've just listened. Okay? I have been the listener today. Shelby Miller, Clayton Kershaw tonight. Kershaw trying to keep the Dodgers season alive. Baseball's best pitcher in April to September. When the leaves fall, so is Clayton Kershaw. Does he change that tonight? Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you on this Tuesday. Is it Saturday yet?
Not quite.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, I am not built for bye weeks.
Bye weeks can be fun if you have something planned, but if you don't, it just doesn't feel right.
I'm not built for bye weeks. I'm built for doing games. I mean, I need to find out. Yeah, there's another one coming up. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, the good news is you only have one more left.
I mean, I was so far ahead on everything. You want to know what I did over the weekend? I did play golf. Now, I did Sunday. I played golf.
Good.
And admittedly, I went out and played golf again today.
That's a good day.
That's how you get down to a 14 handicap. You keep playing. You keep going in that direction.
That's for nine holes, right?
No. That's for 18.
Oh.
And, no, I've been shooting in the like mid-80s almost all summer, now into the fall. And I already had the Michigan. I mean, you want to know when I had the Michigan game fully prepared?
I'm guessing you had that fully prepared somewhere around May.
Well, no, but I mean.
Oh, you mean with all the stats and everything? Okay.
It's Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. I was done.
The day after the game, so the week before.
I mean, I had the Monday and Tuesday update shows done. I already have Thursday's done. I'll work on tomorrow's tonight. I'm like, okay. I mean, I went to basketball practice this morning. I mean, I did do that. Went over at they started at 7 a.m. I was there. So basketball practice is underway. So I was at that. I'll go to football practice tonight. I've got a Marty Aronoff, the statistician. You know, you've heard Marty's name many, many times. Probably you've never seen him. Kevin?
Yes. I didn't know who you were talking to directly.
Yes, I'm having dinner with him tonight. He'll be here.
Nice.
Yes. So that'll be interesting. Now, my question for the Penn State fans, and we've had great response to this so far. You can take your money, you can put it anywhere in your life you want. Okay. Kevin, for example, instead of investing it in his golf game,
not enough money invested to make that better.
Invested it in widgets. Thus, he's on this show. But you could take your money and put it anywhere. You elect, as a fan, to take your hard-earned money, and if you've retired, that doesn't matter. You earned your money. You earned every dime of it, okay? And you've put your money into your entertainment value of Penn State football and the Penn State football weekend. Whether you go to two games or all seven, season ticket holders, single game, individual. You have to drive. You have to park. You get in the stadium, the whole thing. You tailgate, the whole nine yards. What can they do to improve your stadium experience? Or what are they doing now that you don't like that if it were changed, tweaked, or eliminated would make it a better stadium experience? The winning and losing, you know, doesn't come into play here. That's the part none of us can control. Obviously, winning makes it a better experience every time. My feeling about the Ireland trip might be a bit different if they had not had the final drive. I don't know. I'm guessing it would have been, but my Ireland experience was awesome because in the end they won the game. So at 800-795-9565, that's the question we've been asking. And we've had a lot of really interesting answers. 800-795-9565. What could they do in the stadium that would make your experience better? Either something they're not doing now, not doing enough of, need to change, or that they're doing that you're like, I'm not crazy about that. I wish they would change that or eliminate it. Well, this is the on-air suggestion box. This is me. I play the role of listener here. All right? This is not one where I'm going to sit there and go, oh, no, not that. Oh, no. Nope. You think it. You feel it. I want to hear it at 800-795-9565. We're not going to counterattack like Reichle and Lawrence did. This is not.
I know a lot of people don't look at the same way I do. Like when I went to a Pocono race, on a lot of things. When I went to a Pocono race, and I think I mentioned this once before, they had an intriguing little device that would allow you to watch the race. On a smaller TV and control your own replays and camera angles and so forth. I have to admit, I was intrigued by that. But I also get, I think it was Mike in Lewisburg that said, he doesn't want to go to the game to watch the game on his phone or on a small TV. But I think that you can do some things there, like maybe your own instant replay that would be intriguing.
Well, it's a little different at a football game than a race in two areas. Number one, you're talking about a racetrack that's 2.5 miles around.
Very good point. It's a lot bigger.
Football field is more confined, and it's there in front of you. And there are multiple camera angles that they do use on the scoreboard. Number two, it's a football game instead of racing.
All very good points. That's what I said. I don't know that it's going to absolutely work, but
people are more interested.
Well, the thing that I miss are the when I'm in a game.
Wanted to, He wanted to carry the James Hinchcliffe press conference
live. I was kidding.
And I had to put the kibosh on that, and I said, my goodness, don't you think these people have suffered enough? 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Again, you know, what would you like to see them? What could make your stadium experience better beyond the winning and losing part? What can they do in the stadium or around the stadium, whatever, to make your Penn State game day experience better? It may be something they're doing now that irritates you, or it may be something like where I've had this idea. If they would do this, it would make things better. And we've had a long list of really great ideas. Kevin continues with his.
Well, I understand the scoreboard. The new scoreboards have taken care of this. And I honestly, obviously, have not seen those yet in action. I've seen the backside of them, which look really nice. What I was wondering, do they have... Are they constantly doing score updates? Like, for instance, when I go to a ball game in Philadelphia,
My understanding, based on what the fans' feedback to me is, because, okay, again, I...
You don't see it.
Again, remember, I don't look for such things. And the reason I'm not looking for such things is, for example, they're in a commercial break, you know, a commercial break, we're in a commercial break. You know, we're either looking something up or Jack and I are talking about something that we need to discuss about what's coming up, or, you know, Jeff's trying to explain to me, hey, coming out of the break, you need to do this, this, and this, and then get back to the game. You know, so we're trying to take care of it. So I don't see this. Fans have told me, and at 800-795-9565, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, fans have told me they don't put enough scores up on the scoreboard of other games.
See, part of that is... When you go to a baseball game now, there's this scoreboard that's usually somewhere in the stadium that has all the games going on and all the updates. And I think about it. This is what made me think about it. The last game I went to in Philly, they have it on the outfield wall. So I'm getting updates all the time on other games, and I don't. Right. And I didn't have that the last time I went to a state game. And I like that.
The Pirates in right field have that. Not only that, but, for example, you'll see, for example, Baltimore's playing at Boston. And you'll see that Baltimore's winning 3-2. It's
right.
The bottom of the seventh inning. But the Red Sox have a runner on second. They have one out. They'll actually tell you what's going on in the other games. Now, in college football, there are so many games, obviously, going on. Now, there are seven primary games, six others besides yours that are your conference games that are... But... Again, are they doing enough of that? 800-795-9565. Are they doing enough with the scoreboard? Are they giving you enough scores? What do you think of the music in the stadium? Do they do enough of the blue band? Does the public address announcer talk too much? Does the whatever? I mean, you know, Jason Johnson mentioned charging stations for cell phones. Jill talked about, look, the ushers need to do a better job when they have people that are in the wrong rows at stadiums and at the stadium and things like that. Well, I've had some. I mean, Bob said bring back the tail grate. Jason, I mentioned, I'd say Charger. Mike had some great suggestions as well. This time we're going to go to Wilmer in Mifflinburg. Hi, Wilmer. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's great to hear from you.
I am a season ticket holder since 1950. When I was 10 years old, I went with my dad to the games, and we've been going ever since. He was also a grad.
Wonderful.
The thing I really want to see with the new scoreboard is I want to see the scores, the timeouts left, the quarter, and everything. That section of lights, it should be larger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I'm up in years, but my sight is pretty good. And when I have to look for the yardage or the timeouts left or whatever like that, or the clock, I have to look very carefully. I don't know whether anybody suggested that, but I'm glad you mentioned that
because that ribbon board that's underneath the main scoreboard they put up that has that information on that, it took me a while to get used to where to find things as well, and my eyesight allegedly is pretty good too, Wilmer, so I hear exactly what you're saying.
That's the only comment. I've been enjoying these games. I even remember wearing coats and ties, and the ladies were wearing mums.
I don't think we're going back to that.
It's a great event.
It sure is. I don't think we're going back to that, though, as interesting as that sounds.
I don't think so either. And oh, by the way, years ago, they used to permit you to take a flask in, you know, during the game, and many people did, I'm sure. But times have changed, and it's great.
Well, appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for that suggestion. I'll pass that along.
Okay.
Thank you, Wilmer. Wilmer in Mifflinburg, 800-795-9565. He loves the basics, down, distance, timeouts remaining, time. He likes the basics. 800-795-9565. You know, you're the one that experiences the stadium. You know, what is working for you? What's not working for you in there? He said, you know what? I pay all this money. You know, they could make this better, or they could change this and would be better. We've had some marvelous suggestions so far today at 800-795-9565.
You know, I was looking at a mock-up of that scoreboard, and there you were talking about the ribbon. The picture image is enormous and fantastic, and at the very bottom is that ribbon you're talking about. Basically has both teams' scores on the far ends. Then it has timeouts, then down, distance, quarter, time, then quarter, and then the spot of the ball. And it is kind of a little bit small compared to the enormousness of the scoreboard.
That isn't what I was referring to, actually.
Oh, you were talking about
to that.
Oh, I know.
They have one that's hanging from the decks on each end, and it's taken me a little bit to get used to that, and I have found those to be not big enough and hard to read at time. Now, I'm used to it now, so I know what I'm looking for, but like I remember the game with Akron. I'm like, okay, now how many timeouts are left? Wait a minute, because, I mean, we're in a commercial break. I'm trying to set up so it's a two-minute drill here. Hey, look, they're on the 20. They got 80 yards in front of them. They got three timeouts to work with, things like that. I mean, silly me. I was trying to, you know.
Well, and I thought you were referring to the little, like, band of information they have at the bottom of the scoreboard, but you're talking about the electronic ribbon they put up a couple of years ago underneath the decks.
This is actually it's a brand new. They replaced that one with a brand new one this year. 800-795-9565. It's your experience. It's your money. It's your life. You go in there and, you know, you're the reason that the atmosphere exists. I mean, sure, the team creates that with exciting plays, but you're the ambiance. You're the ones that have made this whole thing work and tick. And to be frank with you, you're a big reason why this thing's been saved the last 3 years. Everyone thought you'd be dwindling in numbers dramatically, and you're far from it. There's actually more of you out there. So how can they make it better for you? 800-795-9565. Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, Auto, Home, Life, Business Insurance. If service and price means something to you, it means everything to them. They've served the Valley for more than five decades. Our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, some interesting calls today, and I'm glad I heard each and every one of them. And interesting. I thought there was a lot of great suggestions. And again, what was important to me is to listen to everybody because it's your experience. And since it's your experience, it's very personal. And it's not my place to sit there and go, no. Far from it. I've got the best seat in the house. I'm in that comfy, cushy seat that thousands of you would love to change places with. I understand that. But the appreciation I have for you as fans, it's your experience. So it's very personal to you. Your seat's very personal to you. Your parking space is personal to you. The experience and what you get out of it's personal to you. And so maybe there's something along the way, you know, I don't like that. I love that. I wish they'd change that. Don't ever change that. And this is something, let's take something, for example, that's not football related, but fans talk about a lot. Names on the back of the uniforms. Well, people have always, a lot of people have loved and embraced that tradition. And it's personal for them. And Penn State's made the change, and they put the names in the back. Now, some people do love it, especially, I think a lot of people have grown to like it watching games on TV. Like, for example, they go on the road and they play at Michigan this weekend. There's a part of the Penn State fan that goes up and they see 43 and they go, oh, Hull. Okay, you know, I think more and more people have warmed to that part of it. But still, it's personal. It's part of your experience. You know, the new walk that they have, I haven't seen it. I've heard about it because we're on the air. We're either on the air at the time or else we're about, you know, we're recording something, whatever. I've never seen it yet. Most people have told me they love it. You know, it's just the old tradition. The buses just, instead of making the left turn up and then pulling out right back of the stadium, stop at the corner, and they have added 150 yards to it.
I would think it's more of a personal experience with the players that way by having it where they're walking
up. The players love it, and Franklin loves it. I mean, they love it. I mean, because they have much more contact with the fans.
Yeah.
Coming up, and it's energizing. And I can imagine the Ohio State game, a night game, a finely tuned crowd, and it should be one interesting walk. Should be pretty emotional. But we got to see how they do this weekend when they take on Michigan. As I mentioned yesterday, Derek Green will not play out for the year with a broken collarbone. Davion Smith will start. Justice Hayes will play. And maybe Drake Johnson is a third. I think it's going to be Smith and Hayes. I think Johnson, the odds of him seeing the field will be long. But, you know, it's... Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that. Kershaw goes tonight. And... You know, there's a big focal point on him tonight. I mean, he's being asked to save the season. But, you know, when you're the best pitcher in the game, and he's been the best pitcher in the game the last couple of years, if you want to ascend up the ladder in the pool of greatness, this is where you got to get it done. You know, we could talk about Koufax's 4 no-hitters, his perfect game against the Cubs and so forth, like things like that. But when you think of Koufax's great moments, 65 World Series, 63 World Series, what made Drysdale and Bob Gibson great were their postseason performances. I mean, Gibson was 3-0 in 64. He was 3-0 in 67. He was 2-1 in 68. I mean, you don't remember Bob Gibson's great regular seasons except his 1.12 ERA. Most people didn't even know he won 22 games that year. But they remember how great he was in the World Series. That's where Kershaw, that's the next level for him. That's why I talk about McCutcheon when he gets to the postseason next time has to be a dominant force.
For news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.